So I've talked about different local practices in the UK. This is what they are. There's probably many more, but these are the ones that we've discovered in our talks with people around the country and also with the literature review. So Denise Vale, a radiographer in Cardiff, published their proposal to actually look at an alternative-based radiographer follow-up in Cardiff. Since the publication, they've actually looked at a cohort of 1,210 patients coming through the annual surveillance mammography clinic, and they've determined 89% of all those patients coming through in a one-year cohort from August 2007 to July 2008, 89% didn't need any extended clinic visits, and they were all happy to be. They're all happy to be in an annual radiographer type follow-up. So Cardiff has bitten the bullet. After the NICE 2002 guidelines, they decided to discharge all early breast cancer patients within 3 years, unless you're on a trial. And they are now offering annual surveillance mammogram with the radiographer follow-up. So there's about 6 or 7 questions that we'll ask at this annual visit. Denise has been trained to actually also carry out a clinical examination if patients request it, but I think she's only had 2 patients request this so far. Another local practice changing pilot study has been a nurse-led telephone clinic carried out in Manchester. So Kinta Beaver, Professor of Research Nursing in Manchester, looked at 374 patients in a randomised pilot trial. This was published in the MJ very recently. They showed that in this low-risk group of patients, there was no difference in treatment, morbidity, treatment, sort of quality of life or any detriment to patient satisfaction. In fact, patients were much more satisfied being rung up with a dedicated 20-minute slot by the specialist breast care nurse that they know to talk over the phone any problems that they may have or any long-term side effects or whatever. So this, for the low-risk patients, this is very acceptable within Manchester. Grunfeld, first of all from Oxford and then from moved to Canada, carried out a study published in the BMJ in 1996, GP versus hospital-led follow-up. Small study, 296 UK patients, showed that very acceptable in this group of patients to be followed up with a GP. And then there's a patient-led follow-up initiative being carried out in Cambridge. I know they've done a small pilot study, 300 patients, again looking at satisfaction. They started off with DCIS patients and they rolled it out to low-risk patients. And I found this Nottingham 2007 abstract where they've followed up 100 patients looking at satisfaction and how you feel about this patient-led follow-up clinic. And then more recently in Scotland, Montgomery's published in the BJC 2008 an automated follow-up service. And out of 100 patients offered this, I think about 75 took up the chance to do an automated questionnaire over the telephone at year one, and this was acceptable to those patients. So the problem that we've got in some ways is these are very, very small numbers, and nobody's looking at disease-driven endpoints. So what